now.
I'd like to just first of all start off by thanking you all for trusting me enough to embark on this journey for 33 days, and for trusting in yourselves and loving in yourselves enough to stay committed even when it got challenging, difficult, or hard. The book is in and of itself a living, breathing thing, and it is designed to show you where you are still not living in the fullness of your awareness and the fullness of your potential. I'd like to celebrate those individuals that commented every day in that chat room. And for those of you that, although you may not have had the time to comment, at least were following along and were reading the comments. An incredible community has been created as a result of this 33-day adventure. Over 10,000 people have embarked on this first wave of transformation. And where this ends, your life begins. You're blessed with spaciousness. You're blessed with grace. You're blessed with a choice. And that choice is love. You see, the book ends where everything begins. Love. And in any given moment, now that we know that our humanity is not the problem, now that we know that, in truth, acceptance is the answer, now that we know that we are here to embrace all that we are, we can begin to tap into a peace that surpasses all understanding. So I am personally honored to be here with you all as we stand on the top of this beautiful vista of new perspective, of new awareness, and as we look out over the landscape of your life to begin to see the greater possibilities that await you, to begin to see the greater adventures that are calling you forth beyond your comfort zone, as together we begin to see the world anew through the lens of love. Every single one of you is now an ambassador for this message. You have been steeped every day in the teachings. You have been steeped in the energy. You have been steeped in the conscious practice. You embody soul signature. You embody the fullness of your spirit in human form. And you know that life will happen. But that now, as a result of your willingness to participate in this adventure, you are far more equipped than you ever have been to navigate life's ups and downs. You are ready to ride the roller coaster of your life with your arms outstretched in the air and a giant smile on your face with childlike curiosity and wonder, embracing it all as a part of the journey, embracing it all as a part of life, a part of being human, a part of you. So tonight is a celebration, and it's a touchstone for us to reflect on how far we've come and to also begin to see now what is available to us and what's beginning to make itself known to us off in the distance. To begin to put together all of the experiences that we've had so that we can begin to expand on our contribution so that we can continue to be the difference that we would like to see in this world. So just know that I am proud of you all, even though that word doesn't effectively communicate how I feel, because it's not an egoic sense of proud. But it's a sense of joy. It's a sense of excitement. It's a sense of awe and marvel and wonder. And so I celebrate you all, pat yourselves on the back, and I can't wait to begin to explore with you all what's next and how we step off into this bold, brand new world where love is the guiding principle. Know that regardless of what your experience has been over the last 33 days, that something deep within you is indeed unfolding. And that in truth, the way the book was laid out, I think in most cases now it is unmistakable that something has occurred and something has happened. I love you, and I thank you with all that I am for loving me. Where the book ends, our lives begin. and I can't wait to answer your questions and to hear your breakthroughs and your insight for one final time as a result of this first 33-day adventure. So, Jan, let's take some calls.
Absolutely. For those of you just joining us, I'd like to welcome you. This is call 5 of our 33-day path check-in. If you are joining us for the first time, I'd like to welcome you. You can join the pool of individuals who have questions by simply pressing star 2 right now. Whether you're on the phone or the Skype, on the phone or on Skype, go ahead and press star 2. And that is the pool from which we will pull questions. As well, we are going to be going to the chat room. Panache, we have quite a few questions tonight in the chat room that are along this line. And I am selecting Mikkel as an example. Now, Mikkel is not complaining. This is an absolutely beautiful chat that this individual has sent to us, but I'm going to pull a part of it so that you can answer in general for those people who are feeling like this. I trust all is well and happy. It's a sad day. It's sad that today's the last day of this fabulous and fun journey with you. And even sadder, I didn't reach the heights, cover the ground, awaken as much, open as wide to self-love as so many others did on this past 33 days. I did trust in the process and had very high hopes for this journey as I was all in. It is what it is. I am where I am. And I am that I am. And so for those people, Panache, who played all in but have been watching and reading in the chat room about other people's breakthroughs, what do you say in general to all of us?
Well, I think that you've summed it up, really. You are who you are. You are where you are. And you're experiencing what you're experiencing. And for some people, that can be anticlimactic. But in the same token, that can be the most liberating thing of all. And I think that sometimes the simplicity of it has us overlook the profound nature of what's really happened. Because to be able to articulate that you are where you are, and you are who you are, and you're experiencing what you're experiencing actually is everything. That is empowerment. And it's only ever through the comparison with other people that we are either validating who we are, and where we are, and what we're experiencing, or we're invalidating it. The chat room isn't there as your barometer of how far you've come. It's simply there to allow people to individually express their journey as they've walked this path for the last 33 days. So my sense is you've received more than you will ever know, and that now it's just about allowing life to happen so that you can experience that more for yourself.
Fabulous. Panache, we're going to go to Roseville, California. This is caller 3886.
That's
caller, you're on with Panache. Hello there.
Hello, that's me.
Hi, who is me?
Me is Doris.
Hello,
so
Doris.
So happy to talk to you guys. Thank you. First of all, Panache, thank you so much for this book. I can't even tell you how much it has helped me. I was just recently diagnosed with uterus cancer, and this book just came in time. It just really helped me a lot. The first thing when the doctor told me that, I realized that I needed to love myself. And through this book, I'm really getting that. It is. It's all about love. And when I read, I'm on day 29, when I read The Messengers, that's what's been happening to me my whole life. You know, like the inside reflects the outside. And I have received so much love from so many people. Even my cat has been more lovable to me. It's just absolutely amazing. And I've had some incredible experiences through this whole process of dealing with the cancer, and I'm not even dealing with it anymore. I totally accept it and love it and embrace it. And one of the symptoms of having cancer, you know, the side effects is pain and body pain. And at first my reaction was, you know, to not want it to run it, to retract from it. And then through your book, I realized that I need to embrace it. And you say this all the time, but for the first time in my life, I'm really getting it. And so what I did was I embraced the pain. I just felt, I just went, I'm going to embrace this. And immediately I felt all this love come over me. And I, all the pain went away, and it never came back. So I don't even know how to begin to thank you. It's just so amazing. And I guess I have a question here somewhere. I don't know, is there anything else that I need to know to help me to go through this process? And can you send me some energy to, although I feel like I've gotten plenty, but anything, any advice or energy that you can send me would be greatly appreciated.
Well, I think that, first of all, the book in and of itself is a pretty complete solution. And that's really what I wanted to offer people, was a complete solution. I think that your question about what's next is a valid question. And, you know, one of the important facets about that question is that, you know, now it's about embodying your soul signature and living your life. And the book is a great touchstone for that. You know, you can, you'll almost be able to, when you have something going on in your life, you'll almost be able to just open it up to the right page and read what you need to read.
Perfect.
You know, there'll be certain chapters where you'll be drawn to go back to them to revisit them and to revisit the exercises because you really had a hard time when you did them the first time around. You know, this book was designed to be put on your nightstand, to be kept with you as a touchstone of acceptance in a world that is still riddled with judgment. And so keep coming back to the book. Keep coming back to the chapters in the book where you had a hard time or where you know there's more. Open up when you have a question and just receive the answer. And know that this really is a launching off point into something more. And that in the coming days, in the coming weeks, what that something more is will be made known to you. The solution always makes itself known to us. And so, you know, I'm beyond excited to hear about everything that's happened to you. And the one thing that I request is that you share what has happened to you with others so that they too can have the same level of possibility and hope that you now have in your heart.
Thank you. And I do agree with you. I know that this feels like it's a launching pad for something more. I don't know what that is other than just being in the love. You know, that's a lot right there.
Yeah.
But I just feel like there's some big changes coming for me. So thank you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And blessings to you.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, Panache, we're going to go to the other side of the country, New York City, caller 3383. New York, you're on with Panache. Hello.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Jenny Deedy in New York.
Jenny, you're on with Panache.
Oh, my. Wow, I was just listening to the previous caller, and I was crying, and okay, I'm back. Thank you so much. This has been, I've noticed a huge amount of change in myself, really, actually, this last week, in fact. It just kind of culminated in, last Sunday, I just cried, and I've been feeling different every day this whole week as this, I guess, this journey has come to an end. It's coming to a beginning.
There you go.
And one major thing that's changed for me is that every morning now when I wake up, it's like I'm coming out of the dream. I'm subconsciously saying, we are all one, we are all one, which is such a huge change because, like, literally before that, like within 5 minutes of waking up, I was like cussing out my mother. You know, it's just like it's a complete shift, and I'm very grateful for that. And just people smile at me now, going down the street, and I've never noticed that before. And it's just amazing. And I'm looking forward to continuing I guess thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's amazing because when we shift internally, it's like everything around us shifts as well. And it's so nice to hear now that you can see that the world was smiling at you all along. It's just that now you can finally be available for it and receive it. Because you're not caught up in the unworthiness. You're not caught up in the story. You're now actually available for the truth. And the truth is that the world's been smiling at you all along. And the world's been loving you all along, every step of the way. And I'm beyond excited that you can receive that now. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Panache and Jan.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, Panache, we're going to go back to California. We are going to Fort Bragg, as a matter of fact. And this is caller 7069, Fort Bragg, California.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
Barbara. I'm in Hopland, right, not too far from Fort Bragg. And thank you for having me on the line. And this has been a wonderful experience. I also have had my car broke down, my truck broke down this last week. And, you know, all I could think of was that I was felt fortunate, and I wasn't even upset. I thought, well, at least it broke down and it wasn't driving down the road and such like that. And I sent the other copy to my sister who has brain and lung cancer. And she is so strong. And this is just a really nice gift for her. And I have a question for Panache. We try and be loving and giving and accepting and non-judgmental, but there's times that there's so many things from the outside is crashing on us and so many outside forces. You know, what do you do when it's overwhelming and you step out of the bounds where you don't want to be? How do you pull yourself back in? I'm learning that more and more, but what's a good reminder to pull yourself back in when you get thrown on the outside, when you let yourself get thrown on the outside?
Well, I think the best reminder is that it's okay to forget. You know, I think often, you know, we try and hold on to a particular fixed way of being, and then we suffer. And I think that the best way to deal with that is it's okay to forget. We all have our moments of forgetfulness, and that it's okay to forget. It's okay. The blessing is that when you forget, you'll remember again. And that's what makes the remembrance so sweet. And so instead of trying to forcibly stay in a state, when you do forget, just know that it's okay to forget. And then you'll remember again.
Well, I must say you hit that one on the head. I had a situation just real quick. Yesterday, at an employee, they blamed me for something, and they misunderstood what I had told them. And I had told them, you know, I did tell them the right thing, but they misunderstood me. And so it upset me a little bit. And then I looked back at it, and as I was talking with them, and what you're saying, it brought me back down and to where I wasn't nearly as upset, and I just looked at it differently. It helped.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing because even in everything you've articulated, you know, on any other day, any one of those things that you articulated, the car breaking down, like all of this stuff, you would have been so reactive in the midst of that. And now the blessing is that all of this is going on and you're able to remain spacious in the midst of it. And that's the blessing. That's it right there. And will we have our moments? Yeah, I still have my moments. But the good news is it's okay for me to forget. It's not about holding on to something. It's about being human. And it's about, in any given moment, doing the best that we can with the awareness that we have. Our transformation doesn't need to become something that becomes yet another source of suffering. So don't let it be that. Just remember that it's okay to forget. We're human.
Thank you for that, and thank you for being human and for bringing forth your book and sharing your time with all of us. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I will say, Panache, I mean, once you read this book and go through this program, there's no going back. I mean, what each individual has set in motion are the steps of possibility for a new way of being, because we are more loving and kind and gracious to ourselves. We're more accepting of our emotions. And, you know, this woman is cognizant. She's aware that she's being judgmental, which for, you know, most of the world is not even the case. They just kind of slam through life. So, I mean, the fact is none of us can ever go backwards. We can only move forwards, and we are doing so with greater levels of love and acceptance. And, you know, for that, I mean, that is transformation in and of itself.
My request is, don't invalidate your transformation because you have a moment of forgetfulness. Just accept the fact that you had a moment of forgetfulness and have that be okay. And be grateful for the fact that in your life, it's a moment, or a minute, or minutes, at most an hour, instead of 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Great, great insight. Panache, I have a question from Copenhagen. This individual says, I know I have unlimited joy inside. As soon as I get in contact with those feelings of lightness and joy, sadness shows up. It is as if my sadness and my joy are so close together, as if happiness is too overwhelming and turns into sadness. Do I fear joy? And if so, why? This is stupid.
Everybody fears joy because they believe that it will go away. I think in some ways we're most afraid of our joy, and we're most afraid of love, and we're most afraid of abundance, and we're most afraid of health. And it's an absolutely, it's probably the most insane thing. But the funny thing is that we all do it. And so that's why being happy requires courage. Being healthy requires courage. Being abundant requires courage. Being loved requires courage. Because as yet, most of the world is not experiencing those things. And so in order for you to experience those things, you have to go out on a limb and step out into a unique expression or into a world that other people aren't experiencing yet. And that's courage. So have the courage to be happy. Have the courage to be healthy. Have the courage to be abundant. Have the courage to be loved. Have the courage to be enough. And watch what happens.
Fabulous. Panache, we're going to our first Skype caller tonight. This is, one moment, Allison. Allison Kimberly, you are on with Panache Desai. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you speak up a little?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me now?
We can. Welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Zealand.
Welcome from New Zealand. You're on with Panache.
Oh, thank you so much. I love the book. It's become a part of me. And I just love it. Just things are changing so fast. And I feel quite disorientated because I barely know myself anymore and how I'm reacting and responding to things. I think so many things in this last year have fallen away from my life. My children and grandchildren have all left town, and my marriage has ended, my home, my everything, and I'm just with me, and yet I feel so, so loved and so embraced.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it is going to take you a while to get used to who you are now. Because it's like you've come home to yourself.
Yeah.
And it's going to take you a while to get reacquainted with who you really are, instead of who you believed yourself to be, or instead of who you were told you were. And so enjoy this reacquainting that's going on, this time of reacquaintance.
Yeah.
And I think that personally, that never ends. I think that that's a never-ending exploration. I think that we're constantly meeting ourselves anew in each moment. I don't personally believe that that ever ends, because we're evolving all the time.
Yeah.
So thank you for allowing the book to be part of your life. Thank you for allowing it to be a part of your journey and your expression. And even when everything else goes away and our identity or who we believed we were begins to fall away, you will always have yourself. And that's what matters. So my love to you in New Zealand.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Thank you. Oh, what a beautiful call. I love it. I love hearing people's emotion flow. I mean, that is what this is all about, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so real. And I think that the one thing that the world lacks is reality, realness. And so it's so nice to have these moments of real connection where people are living in a state of profound honesty with themselves and their experience. So thank you for the gift of that, everyone.
Absolutely. For those of you just joining us, I would like to welcome you. This is our fifth and final call on this first ever 33-day path. Don't be upset if you're joining us now. You're not late. In fact, you are joining us exactly at the perfect moment for you. Excuse me. Indeed, this call is being recorded. You'll be able to have access to the entire call within 60 minutes of its completion. And we are still taking calls from all over the globe. Almost 10,000 people have taken this 33-day journey. And tonight, if you would like to connect with Panache, it's not too late. Right now, if you're joining us via the telephone or Skype, go ahead and press star 2. Right now, press star 2. Even if you're not sure what you might want to ask, if you want to connect with the energy, go ahead, press star 2. If you're joining us via the internet, you can go ahead and ask as many questions as you would like on the screen in which you signed in this evening. We would like to get as many people on the calls as we can tonight. So again, if you're on the telephone, star 2. If you're on Skype, star 2 as well. Right now, we are going to San Fernando, California. This is caller 5399. Hello, caller.
This is Jacqueline.
And, hi.
Hi, and I'm just getting on the last call, and you're making it very clear that we're human beings and getting connected with our feelings. And this is new for me. I've been working for about 2 years to try to understand this, and it just feels so congruent with the path or the journey that I've been on, and I'm feeling so much at peace hearing you, Panache, and hearing the other callers, just getting in touch with who they are, and I'm just grateful to be here on this call hearing this, and it's giving me so much hope.
Thank you. You know, it's wonderful being human. And in all honesty, I don't think that we would ever want that to end. I don't think that we would ever want to stop feeling our feelings or having the experiences that we're having. I think that that's the point. It's just with a heightened level of awareness, we can go through all these different facets of the human experience peacefully, a little more gracefully. And incrementally, those moments of peace continue to build on one another, and those moments of acceptance continue to build on one another, and those moments of love continue to build on one another. And so, thank you for being here. And yeah, it's nice to know that the world is now ready in an even bigger way to just be itself.
Thank you so much for your wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in today. How amazing, Panache. I mean, people are calling in. I mean, it just struck me as interesting all of a sudden. People are grateful for the message that it's okay to be human. It's okay to feel what we're feeling, that this isn't a path of trying to decimate the very beingness of who we are.
You know, Jan, I think that ultimately that's the one piece that's been missing. Everyone's been so wrapped up in becoming something else that I think we've all missed the point that being who we are is enough.
I love your teaching. I am here, I am enough, and that is all. It is indeed a strong statement, a strong mantra, a strong constitution for each of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So... All right, let's go to, I'm going to a place I've never been here, Ellicott, E-L-L-I-C-O-T-T, Ellicott. Caller, hold on 1 second. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty. Ellicott City. Hello, caller, are you there?
I believe that would be me.
That's you. Yes. Who is this?
Ariel Stephanie Ann.
Hello, welcome. It's so good to be with you this evening.
Oh, bless your heart, both of you. It took me a few days to get the book. I got it through Darius. And we've kind of built a little community of my, I work in highly sensitive children. And, and so it's kind of giving them a space, myself the space. I can tell you the first, stars. I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 lessons or whatever you would call them. Oh, my stars. I cried full time.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I pick up other people's energy because I'm always checking on it. And I guess that's really my question. I mean, I love the book and I've had a great time with it. And it's been a really nice place to remind other people, here, get this, and by the way, it's okay to feel bad. I just had a brain tumor patient and a breast cancer person on Monday, and just being able to express to, like, the breast cancer woman, it's okay to be pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to white-knuckle this. It's okay. And watching her go from coming off chemo and dead asleep to, you know, happy dancing in the living room with her friend was like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. And for me, it's I guess my question is, in reading the book and, it doesn't leave me at all, I would say that I know loving extremely, extremely well. And I would say that it's a tender space for me because I feel so much sadness in people. And I have to keep an eye on that. What do you say to highly sensitive people that get confused in their energy?
You're only ever experiencing yourself.
Okay.
So... the whole notion that you're experiencing something from somebody else is an absolute illusion.
Okay.
So what that means is, be at peace with what you're feeling within yourself.
Okay.
And then you'll be at peace wherever you are in the world. And so simply stated, everyone around you is just reminding you of the tears that you have yet to cry.
Okay.
So cry.
I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, I had a client tonight. I love him to pieces. Beautiful soul, but my body reacts because his blood pressure was way up. It just reacted, and I felt so incredibly heavy, and I wanted to cry afterwards, and I did, before my next person. And I could cry across the planet for the rest of my day.
Yeah.
Because, in my opinion, it's the depths of the loving that I have for them.
That's right. With every tear that you shed, your heart opens just that little bit more.
That's exactly how I feel.
So cry the tear.
Yeah. And the other piece of the equation or the conversation I'd like to ask about is that I'm incredibly at peace, and people are, you know, whether I don't know why, and I don't need a why about it, but people are more reactive when I'm really, really calm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're blowing up, and I'm really, really calm.
Yeah.
And I feel at peace with that.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, we get to the end of the conversation, not end, but we work through, okay, it's really, you know, it's just an event. It's just an event. It's just an event. Can you be okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
Am I on target?
The more calm you are, the more you're going to bring everything up in everyone that's chaotic.
I know.
So I've had this happen my whole life. It's just that when I didn't understand what was happening, I made myself wrong for it. Like, I thought it was me, or I was the problem, or that I was doing something. So I personalized it. But then when I began to realize what was happening, I celebrated it. Because I realized it had absolutely nothing to do with me, and that whoever I was with was actually being offered a blessing.
Right.
And that one day they would recognize that consciously. And even if they didn't, it didn't matter.
Yeah, I get that. The for me today, with the two people that I worked with, the last one, when she came in, I just wanted to throw up, and I didn't understand why. I was so incredibly sick and dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's probably one of the nicest beings I've ever met on this planet. Mm-hmm. Kind, generous, beautiful. And I could barely stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the piece that I would kind of like to understand in my own space.
But there's nothing to understand, you see. You have to just give yourself permission to feel whatever there is to feel in the midst of whoever you're with. And that's
it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the more you do that, the more you'll be at peace with it and at ease with it.
And ultimately,
we'll never make sense of it, and that needs to be okay.
Yeah, I kind of got that.
Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much. We are inundated with questions in the chat room about this being the last day of the 33-day program and where we go from here and what's going to happen, and they're feeling left out. And I just want to ask all of you who have those kinds of questions to take a deep breath and know that we will be addressing the logistics of what happens after today. So if you can, just open your palms and get present to the energy that's being shared, the questions that are being answered, and the wisdom that is coming through Panache. Really bask in all of that right now, and know that everything that you need is going to be coming up in about 20 minutes. So do not worry. We'll be giving you all the information that you need. Right now, Panache, we are going to a Skyper. This is... the Skype name starts with Patch, P-A-T-C-H. Hello, Skyper, you're on with Panache.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, is this me?
Yes, it's you.
Yeah, this is Hilda.
Hello, Hilda. Where are you
calling
from?
Hi. Wow. I'm calling from Sweden, from Höllviken.
Welcome.
Sweden.
You're on with Panache.
Wow. Oh, my God. I was just lying here. Yeah, this is really surprising. I've been following the program, and it has been great, and I had a lot of sadness, and I've worked with that before as well. But what I discovered was that I had unworthiness a lot, so I've worked with that. But but I have this, like, energy at my lower back that I, even if it's moving all the time and things are happening, I can't get to, like, the core of it. So I just wonder if what I'm missing, what I should do.
Well, there's nothing missing and there's nothing you need to do. Actually, all that's required is a deeper level of relaxation.
Okay.
And in so many cases when I say this, people are just like, what is he talking about? Well, here's what I'm talking about. Everything naturally wants to work itself out. The more we relax, it can. So it's not about us working on things. It's about us relaxing enough so that things can work themselves out inside of us.
Okay.
So what you need to do is to forget about it, completely relax, and smile.
Yeah, but it's kind of making me tired, so I can't really just forget it. Or
well, it's making you tired.
Yeah.
Because you're focusing on it.
Okay.
And also you believe that in some way it shouldn't be there.
Yeah, that's true.
So instead of investing all of your time, effort, and energy on fighting against what is, just profoundly embrace and accept what is.
Yeah, I'm trying that, but yeah.
So, Panache, can you go through very specifically when mm-hmm. her back discomfort makes itself known to her, when she feels mm-hmm. that discomfort, what is it that she should do?
Just take deep breaths and just completely relax your body. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I'm just, like, impatient. Should I just, like, continue to do that? Because I feel that that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you need to just breathe and relax. I'll write you a note.
Okay.
Permission to chill. Signed,
yeah.
Panache.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I just feel that that is what I'm doing. But I need to do that more.
What you need to do is quit all the doing and all of the analysis and all the evaluation, which is your old way of dealing with life.
Yeah.
And what you need to do is just absolutely breathe and relax and allow it to happen. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'll try to do that. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so nice to talk to you. Wow.
Nice to talk to you too.
I'm a bit shaky. Yeah, this was such a surprise. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
So she sounds a little tentative, Panache, as do many people who are experiencing some kind of pain or physical discomfort in their lives. So for those people who are joining us for the first time tonight, just take a moment and let people know what happens when instead of fighting it, you accept it.
Fighting against things or resisting things just perpetuates the experience. And so if we can just relax and let go, naturally, harmony and balance is restored in a faster and more effective way than we ever could by fighting against it and resisting it. So in every instance, relax, breathe, and choose peace. And watch what happens. Remembering that, you know, on the level of our identity, it's not about our identity affecting transformation or change in our lives. But it's about relaxing and allowing so that our soul can lovingly expand and can lovingly extend the harmony that exists at its core into every facet of who we are, mind and body. And it's a very radical way of looking at things because we've been trained the opposite way. But actually, in some ways, it's the only way that works, is to just give it up and let go and relax.
And is it possible that it might take time for it to
resolve? Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we're in this culture of instant gratification. And I think that sometimes when we have these huge sweeping changes, they're unsustainable. In fact, I know for the most part, they're completely unsustainable. It's like you go on a crash course diet. Before you know it, you've put the weight back on. So small incremental shifts every day are what create permanent and lasting change. So in this case, it would be when that arises, breathing and relaxing completely, and then breathing and relaxing completely. What's the rush? Where are you going? And the fact that you have all these things, it doesn't mean anything. It's just there. It's okay. It's a part of life. It's okay. In the end, at the end of it all, hopefully you realize this while you're still in your body, it was always okay. It's always okay. It's always okay.
All right, Panache, we're going to go to Toronto, Ontario. This is caller 6470.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Who is this?
This is Karen.
Hello, Karen. Welcome. You are on with Panache.
Well, I'm also very glad to be on with you, Jen, and I think that we should all throw you some bouquets as well. Because you help make this experience not only effortless for Panache, but effortless for all of us, too. And I appreciate that as well.
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you so much. So very
I think my question, Panache, and I imagine you just said it so very, very well, as we give ourselves permission to be what we are, the journey is going to continue. I mean, I've been sitting here thinking about the worst nightmare I had the very first day we started when we were working on fear. And I lost my phone and my computer with a copy of the book.
Oh.
But I had bought a print copy just for the energy. And I had it that night to use it when I needed it. And the next morning, everything was back to normal. Facing the fear, facing the shame, loving it anyway. It's liberating. But now that we're getting to the end, it's like, what happens? How do we stay there, I think, is the question I have right
well,
now.
I guess the answer is there's nothing to stay in. So it's kind of like you go through the 33 days and then you're afforded this greater perspective, this greater awareness, and this greater love and compassion towards yourself. And so often we have this tendency to fill the unknown with something. It's like we just can't leave a void alone. We have to do something with it.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe there's nothing to do with it. And
but
that,
be. And you said that. Abide that, in.
Right. That's right. And that's the part that everyone keeps missing. You see, we're so goal-oriented and so final outcome fixated that we're missing the simplicity of the truth in each moment.
It feels so good when you do that.
Mm.
When you just, and you've started a song. When I finish it, I'm going to have to send it to the support people so I can get permission to use it. I love you, and I thank you for loving me.
Oh.
I think that's what we have to say to ourselves in the mirror.
That's exactly right.
Mm. Okay.
So rest in the awareness of your breath. And feel whatever there is to feel, experience whatever there is to experience, knowing that in truth, it's all okay. It's always been okay, and it always will be okay.
Mm.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Karen, so much. Thank you for being you.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear. Panache, we're going to go to Burlington, North Carolina. This is caller 2232. Hello, caller.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Who's there?
Well, this is Denise, and this is a dream come true. I know everyone who's gotten on the call with Panache feels the same way. Okay. I have been reading the book and not like disciplined in any way, but my life has changed immeasurably in that I can be in the moment and feel such joy out in Walmart.
Listen, if you can feel joy in Walmart, you can feel joy anywhere.
Yes, it is unbelievable, and I feel connected with you, Panache. I start my day with getting it to Masters, and I don't know that I am, but I feel like I'm pulling in your love and your goodness, and I just feel so privileged to say thank you for you being, and for connecting with you. And I promised I wasn't going to cry, and I can't help it. So, I have a question.
Nope, she's gone.
No, she can't be gone. I didn't do anything.
Oh. We lost her.
We lost her. Denise, blessings to you. I am so sorry. I'm not sure what happened, but know that if you can, as Panache said, if you can feel peace in Walmart, you are far beyond most of us. So our next caller is Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is caller 8124. Hello, caller.
Yes. Janice.
Hello, Janice. How are you? Welcome.
I'm doing really well. I'm sitting here with Robert.
Janice and Robert, you're on with Panache.
Panache, I want to thank you so much for writing this book. Oh, it's so beautiful. I just enjoyed reading it, and used to read it to Robert every night. We had a little bedtime ritual. We'd read the evening passage.
Oh.
And it was so beautiful and poetic. It made me cry sometimes. What I want to share tonight is I had this huge expansion. I had several expansions during reading the book, but in particular, this week, I had a really huge one, and then I crashed, and I got really sick. And I've been kind of down in the dumps since then. And I just wonder if it's possible to maintain those expanded levels, like, indefinitely. Do we always have to crash?
Well, I think that there's no such thing as a crash. I think that, ultimately, again, don't hold on to one state as being better than another, because then your transformation becomes a source of suffering.
Okay.
So the point is, the whole point of the book is to allow for a flow in the midst of life's perceived ups and downs, realizing that those perceived ups and downs only exist in our perception, not in the truth of what's really happening.
Okay.
And so, if you can be at peace in the midst of it all, then that's everything.
How can we identify less with these emotions and thoughts? I think that I identify with my thoughts too much.
Well, that's the thing, you see. It's not about resisting the thoughts or trying to change it, but it's just about accepting your experience the way it is. Because here's the thing, if I'm in Wisconsin and I'm wishing that I'm in Alaska, no matter how much I wish that I was in Alaska, I'm in Wisconsin. That immediately creates a source of suffering.
Right. Because you're making your reality wrong the way it is right
now. You're making yourself wrong. You're making your reality wrong. You're making everything wrong.
Right. Yeah, okay. And that's the source of the suffering, because whatever is occurring, we judge it and perceive it as not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're in Wisconsin. Eat the cheese. You know, instead of being in Wisconsin and wishing you were living in an igloo, be in Wisconsin and eat the cheese. Watch
eat the cheese and drink the beer. Eat the cheese and drink the beer.
Yeah, instead of, you know, instead of wishing you were in Wisconsin and nose-kissing Eskimos and wishing you had an igloo. So that's the nature of the mind.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to do about that. There's nothing that needs to be done about that.
Well, I could get on a plane if I wanted.
And therein lies the problem. Because you think Alaska in some way is better than Wisconsin. All the while missing the point that for most of the year in both of those places you're freezing your ass off, period.
Yeah. I guess if I could put it in my own language, I'd say that every moment is perfect. Everything is perfect.
That's
and
right.
Just experience the fullness of whatever is going on, whether it's the highs or the lows or the cheese in Wisconsin or kissing an Eskimo in Alaska.
There you go.
There it is.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank
Big hugs
you,
to you guys.
Thank you. Love to you, Donan.
Thanks.
Okay.
That was pretty powerful. I loved having that very practical question asked, and then Janice got it. Every moment is perfect. Every moment is perfect.
It really is. It's only ever our perception that says otherwise.
So the tears are perfect. The anger is perfect.
Yes.
The self-judgment is perfect.
Yes. When you have a moment of acting like a jerk, it's okay. When you have a moment of acting out of a state of forgetfulness, it's okay. At the end of the day, it is all okay. The difference is, my sweet friends, it will be a moment. It will be a minute. It will be an hour at most. It won't be 50 years.
And with that very, very, very profound and wise insight, Panache, what I'd like to do is take a few minutes and help people understand how they can continue on with the 33 days. Now, I'm going to let Panache go through the teaching part of it. I'm going to share some of the logistics of this first, if you don't mind. Panache, may I take a moment or two?
Mm-hmm.
The 33-day path online is evergreen. It is going to remain there. You can go back and start over from day one if you'd like. You can go back and sign up for it. You can continue to post in any one of the days, 1 through 33. Those chat rooms are going to remain open. Indeed, we have a book that's being published in foreign countries right now, and those people on this path is forever growing. And what we wanted was to create a community where people could come, post their experiences, and indeed feel like they are being welcomed at home. So you can continue to receive those daily emails. You can continue to touch base with others in the path. And indeed, Panache will be checking in as well. So that is very much evergreen. Don't worry about that. If indeed you've made it all the way through the 33 days of the path in the book, you can do several things. As Panache said, take a breather. Just be with what it is that you experienced. Be with what you've taken in. Take a breath. If you feel compelled to do so, go back and reread it. You can't do this wrong. Many people go back and they touch base with the chapters that gave them a more challenging time to see if you're resistant to those emotions, to those concepts, to those challenges are less problematic at this point. I think you'll be surprised at what you find. And at the very least, if life is challenging for you, one of the favorite things that I do with the book now is I simply sit with it on my lap, I take it to my heart, I ask a question, and I just open the book up and see what wisdom comes through for me. As Panache said, this book is an energetic tool. It is meant to be a companion for you. It's meant to sit on your bedside table so that, you know, the last thoughts that you have before you go to sleep at night are the words that are coming directly to you from that divine source, indeed from your highest self, from your soul signature. Panache, what advice can you give individuals as they complete this 33-day path?
That I'm not taking the book back from you, that you will have it with you all the time, and that it is attuned to you, it's a resource, and in some moments it will know what you need better than you do. Use it. Dive into it. Open it up. Read what's there. Revisit it. Go back to day one in the 33-day program and lend your love and support to people who are just beginning the adventure. Find your way to stay consistent, to stay committed, and to stay connected. Because gradual, incremental shifts on a daily basis over time amount to a monumental life, a life that was fully lived. So, where this ends, your greater opportunity to be the contribution that you would wish to see in the world begins. Rest in the awareness of your breath. Lovingly embrace every experience in its fullness in each moment. Use the book as a reference guide. Use it as a touchstone. Use your guidance and your intuition. Share what you've received with others and be available for those who are just embarking on this adventure for the very first time.
Absolutely. Indeed, this book continues to be available through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and all of the web retailers. There's a link on our site that will take you to where you'll find all available formats, and it is available as a hardcover, an e-book, an audio CD, and an audio download. So indeed, you can take Panache's voice with you, whether you're jogging or in the car. People are loving that as well.
You know, John, I just want to say something.
Yes.
You know, often people lose sight of how valuable their presence is in this world. And sometimes how you truly understand that is by making a difference in the life of another person. And so I would like you, I'm going to call you all to action. And I would like you to pay this book forward. Just pay it forward. Give it to one other human being in your life so that they can experience it and so that they in turn can give it to another. Because I think ultimately we have to be willing to completely, fully, and freely give away that which we want the most in order to have it. And once we've got it, the only thing that there is left to do is to share it. And when we share it, somehow our personal problems, trials, and tribulations don't even matter anymore. Just through extending a hand to another person, through offering them possibility, through offering them guidance, through offering them the love in your heart, the smile on your face, you begin to ripple this out into the world. And I believe that that's what we all want to see, a world that is at peace in its own expression and in its uniqueness. So pay it forward. Give it away. That's the only way you get to keep it, is by giving it away. Give it away and watch what happens.
That's beautiful, Panache. I would like to ask a favor of everyone online tonight, especially those of you who have now completed the 33-day path. If you would please take a moment and send a review of the book to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. We would be so very grateful. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, go to Panache's Discover Your Soul Signature page on those two websites, and you will see where reviews are available. We just are so honored. As Panache said, when you pay it forward, when you share in your own words, you are sharing a bit of your own love and light, and your words will indeed impact and ignite a life of possibility in another. So not only are you helping us out, but you are helping all the others who come to those sites looking for advice, insight, wisdom, and the light to guide them back to themselves. Though today is day 33, we still have two remaining days of email content that you can expect to receive. So take a look on day 34 and day 35 for some additional content. And we have something exciting. Our final email will include a link where we ask you to share a bit about your 33-day experience. Tell us what you learned about yourself, what you found most helpful, and what you discovered is your soul signature. Indeed, our entire team will be reading through those, and Panache would be honored to share a few of your stories on his soul signature blog. So go ahead, let us know about your soul signature, and then in the not-too-distant future, we will be featuring a few of those in our blog. So don't be surprised if you get a phone call from Panache and receive an interview from him for that. We are so grateful for your willingness to take this journey alongside all of us here at PanacheDesai.com. Access to the replay of today's call will be posted in approximately 1 hour and will remain available through the same link that you accessed tonight's live call. It has been such an honor to be with you tonight and for the entire 33-day journey. Before Panache says goodnight to all of you, I would like to say on behalf of myself, Jan Desai, JC, Maria, Angela, Beverly, Cindy, Lori, everyone here at Team Desai, we love you and we do thank you for loving us. Panache, would you wrap tonight?
I love you all, my sweet friends, and I thank you for loving me.